cutting to the chase on this issue, to go back to Judge Dyke's original question of Mr. Waters, the patent, and this happens sometimes, that broad claims get read narrowly in light of the specification, and so the question is, can this patent, can this claim 4 reasonably be read, or would it be likely to be read to include an abruptness requirement? Now, your contention is that it would, I take it,
yes,
be read that way.
It
now,
could be, or could be.
Well,
because we don't need to decide what the court ultimately would do in a claim construction context.
But Mr. Waters says, well, that can't be because there is material in the specification that goes beyond requiring abruptness with respect to all of what the invention claims to be claiming. Now, what I didn't understand from your answer, are you saying that's just not so, or that there's a different response to that?
It's just not so. All of the embodiments of the invention, all of the discussion of the invention is using abruptness. One aspect of the abruptness is abruptness allows you to get a low coercivity bias.
Understood.
That is useful.
Understood. Mm-hmm.
But you still have to have the abruptness, and that's what the patent talks about.
So you say that even references, even discussions of lower coercivity are in the context of an assumed application of, across the board, of an abruptness requirement.
Yes, because otherwise the lower coercivity wouldn't be useful.
Is the what specific portions of the text were you referring to as describing the one aspect of the invention as having a lower coercivity?
I think it's in A145, column 3.
Column 3, line 20?
Yes.
20 through 24 or thereabouts?
Correct.
So your argument then is that that paragraph opens with the clause, according to a second aspect of the invention in such a marker being a marker that has some of the objects being achieved by the character of abruptness.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
And the testimony, and it's not just that you read it that way, but that's exactly how the inventors read it when they, and the testimony was fairly consistent, you know, it was extremely consistent, but in uniform, that that's how both inventors read the claim 4 as well as all the other claims of the patent.
Mm-hmm.